Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. Today's date is November 27th, 2021. And this will be episode 81, season 4. And thank you for joining me. And I have an interesting show coming up. Yesterday was the first day of the Christmas season, day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, of course. Right now, we'll go into commercial. And this program is brought to you by McDonald's gift certificates. And this commercial is from the 1970s. And I think a lot of people would remember this one when they grew up in that era. So here you go.
There's lots of folks you shouldn't forget.
When giving McDonald's gift certificates.
The paper boy who delivers through thick and thin.
And the lady who teaches your son violin.
The barber who cuts your hair just right.
The sitter who sat for you Saturday night.
Say Merry Christmas with McDonald's gift certificate.
Each costs 50 cents. The book of 10 costs $5.
Nobody can.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for McDonald's gift certificates. I don't think McDonald's has this anymore. They have gift cards. I believe they do because I never bought one or I've received one a long time ago when I was a teenager. I think some kid I knew from Bogan High School, he gave it to me. He just gave it to me. I don't know why. It's kind of bizarre. So I used it. I went down to McDonald's on 84th Street on South Pulaski Road, right near Bogan High School. And I don't know what I bought. Maybe I bought a Big Mac. I used that. And then, it was just one of those days around Christmas time. But coupon said it's 50 cents. But, you know, this is 2021. I think that won't do. That's... it's chicken feed today. So, but it's a nice commercial seeing that. I remember it fondly watching that. Okay. Today I will discuss on episode 81 is my memories of watching classic and forgotten TV specials in Chicago when I was a kid. And I will mention the TV specials that still air to this day every year and some that we totally forgot or, need to be forgotten. We'll see. I want to mention two things before we get started. First off, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. The day before yesterday. I'm sure everyone has. My mother made a beautiful meal, and I mentioned this on the previous episode on episode 80 of my memories of Thanksgiving. And there was one thing I omitted on that episode is when my mother makes the sweet potatoes. It's wonderful. And the aroma of it, when it's in the oven, it fills up the house. And it still did, on Thursday. And it's still delicious, And tonight we'll have leftovers, of course. And another thing, I'm trying to watch what I eat. But, that day was not very easy. I had seconds. I'm trying to avoid that, but I did. So that's okay. It's just one day. I'll probably do it today, but there's not much left. So that's a good thing. And I posted the pictures of our dinner and the dessert lemon cream pie. And it was a big hit. People loved it. A lot of people assume my mom baked it, and she did not. She bought it in the store. Frozen. But it was good. Lemon cream. Mm. I don't know if I have it today or tomorrow. We'll see. Okay. And the second thing I want to mention is today is the 1 month that I was declared cancer free. It happened on October 27th. And it was the first Thanksgiving that I am right now with this wonderful news. And it's nice to be with my mom and my brother. My other brother can't make it because he's sick. So he's under the weather. And besides, he lives in California. It's hard to travel. And, it was very nice. I'm very blessed. And once I posted those photos on my social media accounts, people loved it. They love a nice, quiet, good old-fashioned Thanksgiving. You know, other people go to other houses or they have company and it gets a little chaotic and you don't, you have to invite relatives you don't like, but you have to, you're obligated. And you also, you know, you, the men watch football. Sometimes the women do, or they cook with their wives or their girlfriends, and then they watch the football. I watched the dog show. That's what I did. It was fun to watch that. Anyway, so I'm happy about, you know, my news. It was 1 month ago, and I'm very blessed. I'm very happy. Okay. Right now, we'll talk about this episode of a classic and forgotten TV specials. Now, everyone who grew up in Chicago or anywhere, remember all these wonderful TV shows and TV specials during the holiday season. I was going to talk about TV episodes that I grew up, but I'm going to save that for another episode. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. Or Tuesday. Okay, first off, I'm going to read off the list of specials that I watched, you know, and I'm not going to go back like in the 50s or the 60s, maybe a couple of them, but for the 60s, but this is mostly the 70s and 80s. So I'm going to read off a few, and hopefully this will jar your memory or bring you a smile. Okay, here we go. First one, there was one called The Bear Who Slept Through Christmas. Now, this premiered in December 17, 1973. I remember watching this. This was on channel. This was on Channel 5, WMAQ. And it's a story about Theodore Edward Bear, Teddy Bear for short, who is curious about Christmas and goes searching for it where other bears hibernate for the winter. Interesting story. You know, and it starred the voices of Tommy Smothers of the Smothers Brothers, Artie Johnson from Laugh-In, and Barbara Feldon, Agent 99, from Get Smart. And it was narrated by Casey Kasem, of the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. I watched this a couple of times, but they never show it again. It was very good. I liked that. You know, and you could watch it on YouTube, or if you have Netflix, Go for it. You know, it was a fun episode to watch. Okay. Next up, let's see what else we got. There was also the Berenstain Bears. I remembered that. It was from 1979. That was also on NBC. I remember that. Believe it or not, the Cabbage Patch Kids, I never saw it. They had the first Christmas special in 1984. I remember the craze in the early 80s where those dolls were a big hit. You know, I remember watching the news and there were like customers fighting with each other. Oh, not like today. I mean, today is worse, but that was embarrassing, very embarrassing. Okay, and there was a Chipmunk Christmas based on Alvin and Chipmunks. All right. They also did a Christmas Carol based on the story from Charles Dickens. It was a special 1971, aired on ABC, WLS. I remember watching that. You know, I did. It was a good cartoon. Okay, let's see. There was also a Family Circus Christmas that aired in 1979. That one is about based on a comic strip. I read the comic strips in the Chicago Tribune. It's a funny comic strip, but they made a TV special. Christmas special, excuse me. Okay, and let's see what else. One of our favorites, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Now, they just aired that yesterday on NBC. It's one of my favorites. I love the Grinch. The music, you know, the plot, the voice of Boris Karloff. And he narrated too, so it's a classic. I love that one. Okay, let's see what else. You know, they had a Little Rascals Christmas special based on Our Gang, and I think two of the Our Gang members did voices, not as kids. One was Stymie, he did a voice, and also Darla Hood, who played Darla. And she died, I think, before or after this special air, which is a shame. And let's see. The next one, we got Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Now, this premiered in 1962, but they aired it every year. But I haven't, they don't air it much. I saw it once on, they aired it once on Channel 9, maybe, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, but they edited it down and it looked terrible. But I think it's on DVD, if you could find it. And starring Mr. Magoo as Ebenezer Scrooge, voice of Jim Backus from Gilligan's Island. You know, it was good. That was a good special. It really was. Okay. Let's see what else we got. They also had versions of the Nutcracker. There was one in 1977 with Mikhail Baryshnikov, the Russian ballet dancer. I remember seeing that. Yeah, it was very nice. Now, here's something that a lot of people totally forgot. The Pink Panther, the cartoon, had a Christmas special in 1978. And it was called The Pink Panther in A Pink Christmas. I didn't see it, but I wanted to. And I don't know if it's on DVD or not, but I would love to see that. And I don't know if he spoke in there, because he later cartoons he did speak, but not in the beginning or during that. He was silent. He was mute. Okay. And let's see what else. Let's see. Here we go. I'll get to that in a minute. There was a Star Wars holiday special. Oh, I will go in more detail about that one later, as soon as I'm done with the list, because this one is stuck out like a sore thumb. People still talk about it to this day. That's amazing. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Okay. Okay. And also, I'll go through the Rankin Bass cartoons. A lot of people will know these. It was there was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that first aired in 1964. And it's been on every year on CBS since 1972. I love that cartoon. It's one of my favorites. I have the uncut version on DVD, and it was given to me by Rick Goldschmidt. He's a aficionado. I can't say that word. He knows about this a Christmas special. He knows all about it, and I thank him for that. Thank you very much. And let's see, the other cartoons were Little Drummer Boy. They aired in 1968. They don't show that much. No, they don't show that. I heard it was wonderful. I saw it once. There was Frosty the Snowman. They show that every year. Voice of Jackie Vernon, the comedian. Whenever the little girl put his hat on his head, he said, "Happy birthday." You know, and let's see. Also, another favorite of mine is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Now, they stopped airing it, but now they brought it back, and it's very popular. I love that one. You know, it's one of my favorites. It really is. With the Burgermeister. He's a classic guy. Oh, what a mean man. Mean man. Excuse me. Another favorite of mine is The Year Without Santa Claus. And it was voiced by Mickey Rooney. He also voiced on Santa Claus is Coming to Town. He did that. And also Mrs. Claus was voiced by Shirley Booth, who played Hazel. I think it was one of her last acting roles. You know, but, you know, she was behind a camera, you know. And I remember, I love that special, you know. And they had, I forgot the two guys. One was, it was the Snow Miser and the Heat Miser. I love that, you know, that song. Oh, it's catching. Okay, what else? There was sequels like Frosty Winter Wonderland. They also had the Little Drummer Boy book, the second one. Also, Rudolph's Shiny New Year. That's a sequel to that. I think I saw it a little once. I never saw it again. I don't know why. They had The Stingiest Man in Town. They had Rudolph's and Frosty's Christmas in July. That was in 79. And also Jack Frost. So there were a lot of them. I won't go through all that, but they're classics. They're wonderful, especially Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know, I will talk about that character in a later episode because it has Chicago roots of that. Also, we have Charlie Brown Christmas. Ah, classic. I love that one. You know, and my favorite part in the scene when they're doing the Christmas play is that Snoopy is mocking Lucy. It makes me laugh. I just love that scene. And it's also when Charlie Brown brought that god-awful looking tree. But the kids, you know, they berated him, and then they realize what they were wrong, and they decorated, and it's beautiful. And at the end, they sang together, you know, Christmas Carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's nice. Let's see. Walt Disney had a few. Also, one is, I remember Mickey's Christmas Carol. I remember that. I like that. But I don't think it was it wasn't a TV special. It was a movie. I like that one. There we go. And let's see. Winnie the Pooh had a Christmas special too. Three of them. Hanna-Barbera had a few like that. One was Christmas Story. Casper's First Christmas with Casper the Ghost. You know, Christmas Comes to Pac-Land. That's based on Pac-Man, the video game. I did see that one. I'd love to see that. That'd be interesting for that. Okay, and the Flintstones had three Christmas specials. They had two in the 90s. They had one in the 70s called A Flintstones Christmas. But my favorite was A Christmas Flintstone, where they had Fred as Santa Claus. This was in the 60s TV series. I'll talk about that in another episode. The Smurfs had a Christmas special, two of them. Yogi Bear. The Muppets had it. Yeah, the Muppets had Christmas specials. One that stood out was John Denver and the Muppets singing, and they had a TV variety show episode with that. That was, I remember watching it. It was fun. My favorite song is when they did the 12 Days of Christmas. Yeah, they did a few Christmas specials. Let's see what else. One a lot of people forgot was Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny's Looney Christmas Tales. Excuse me. I love that one. I remember watching it, and it showed classic clips of all the characters, but it was fun. It was very fun. Okay. And then there were TV specials hosted by singers and actors. One was Captain and Tennille. I remember just watching that. I really did. I didn't admit to anybody that I watched it. Oh, boy. That would be terrible. And Johnny Cash had Christmas specials. He had them for a few years in the late 70s. And let's see, Mac Davis did. He had one in 1977. John Denver, of course, he had a couple. And let's see, I'm reading down. Julie Andrews had two. The Carpenters, I saw clips of that on YouTube. The Carpenters at Christmas. And The Carpenters, A Christmas Portrait. Beautiful, you know, Karen Carpenter had a lovely voice, beautiful voice, and I love her songs. I have them on my Apple Music, and they're wonderful. I really enjoy them. Okay, and let's see. Jackie Gleason. Oh, The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason, Art Carney, and Audrey Meadows had two Christmas specials in the 70s, 177, 178. I remember those. They were fun. Also, of course, The Osmonds family, they had a Christmas special from every year from 1976 to 1980, just when Donny and Marie had their own show. Of course they did. You know, that's, they were fun. People made fun of them at the time, but they're enjoyables, you know. Also, Andy Williams, the singer, had a Christmas special starting in 1964. He had one practically every year. You know, and he was a wonderful singer. I love him because I still have his Christmas songs on Apple Music as well. Great singer. Bob Hope had a Christmas special, the comedian, you know, every year. Bing Crosby. Now, Bing Crosby had one almost every year in the 60s and 70s until he died in 1978, I believe. And he had it with his family. You know, he had his wife, second wife, that is, and children. You know, Mary Crosby, who shot J.R. Ewing on Dallas. You know, and they also did those Minute Maid commercials. I remember that. Okay, Dean Martin had a Christmas special. A few, you know, wonderful singer. The one who had most the most Christmas specials every year was Perry Como. He started that probably in the early 60s all the way till the end, probably the, you know, into the 90s. Wonderful singer. Yeah, and he had it not just in America. He traveled all over the world, you know, in Europe and or the Holy Land. He went there, and it's amazing. You know, I've watched a couple. He's a wonderful singer, and yeah, very nice. Let's see. And okay, that's about it. But now I will talk about the most infamous TV special. We'll bring it up, and it is a Star Wars holiday special. Oh boy, I want something. I will hurry up and, you know, get started. Let's see, that premiered in November 17th, 1978. I did watch it, I really did, because I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I love Star Wars, but I'm not like a nerd or a big nerd of that. And it aired there, and here's some interesting trivia of that. This special introduced the character of Boba Fett, who was featured in later films. He was not in the first movie. He was in Empire Strikes Back. And the entire cast starred. Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, James Earl Jones. He did the voice of Darth Vader. Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca, and R2-D2. And the guest stars were B. Arthur, Art Carney, Diane Carroll, the Jefferson Starship, and Harvey Korman. He did the comedy bits. the ones that did not appeared was Alec Guinness, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the actor who played R2-D2, Kenny Baker. So R2-D2 was in there, but he was not in the costume. And George Lucas, I don't know how this really happened. So he got, maybe he was obligated or signed a contract and they had to do a special. I don't know how the actors felt about this. You know, I watch it and it's not great, but it's interesting. And they had, from what I understand, they had the music, Diane Carroll sing a song, because she was a wonderful singer. I loved her. And the Jefferson Starship performed the song Light the Sky on Fire. That was, I think it was released in 1974. And so I think I remember watching that. And then at the end of the special, Carrie Fisher sang a song in celebration of Life Day to the tune of the Star Wars theme. So I don't know how the actors felt about that. I heard somewhere Harrison Ford was interviewed on a TV talk show. And he said he never seen the special, but there was you look in his face like he wasn't pleased about it. So, you know, maybe he regretted it. But they had a cartoon segment and introduces Boba Fett. And that cartoon was well received. People loved it. And you can still watch it on Disney Plus. You can find it. You know, the rest of the special, they aired it once. They never released it on video, not on VHS, Betamax, DVD, nothing, you know, hopefully, but you can find it. You can find bootlegs. When I go to comic book conventions, I didn't notice it. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe if next time we want to go, maybe I'll find it. But I think they found on YouTube one day. I think it's still there. So if it's there again, I will watch the whole thing. Hopefully it's in the full episode, we'll see. So that is one of the most infamous Christmas TV specials ever. It's like with the worst Christmas movie, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. But, you know, a lot of Star Wars fans appreciate it. You know, even though it's terrible, they live with love. That's part of their lives. They like, they do love that special. Okay. That is all for today for episode 81. Thank you for joining me. This is Pete Costanis, and I will probably do another episode perhaps tomorrow. We'll see. I have to think of a topic. I already thought of one. Maybe I'll do Christmas TV episodes that I grew up. We'll see. Or Christmas music. And down the road, during the month of December, I will discuss Christmas memories of stores, toys, or anything that will come to mind. And I hope you can join me, and I will. And you'll be happy about listening to them. Okay. So that's the end of this episode for episode 81 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Everyone have a great day. Thank you for listening, and bye-bye for now for me. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.